Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Hey, look, when we want to get tossed, there's ways to do it. There's buttons to push, I promise you.
Oh, fantastic.
Words to say and buttons to push.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Ridgetop, and Cannon and Dunphy. Brewers and Tigers will go at it tonight in Detroit. Manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy, on with us now on Brewers 360. Morning, Murph.
Morning, guys.
So I guess they still call it Comerica Park there in Detroit. This is another cavernous stadium, right? Much like you had just this last weekend in Miami. Big place, hard to hit one out.
It's a beautiful place. No, it's a beautiful place. They've altered the dimensions a little bit. It used to be really difficult. And I wouldn't say it's easy now, but it's bigger than our place. But it's, yeah, it's a beautiful park.
Does that change how you plan or how you prep when you have parks that are different in size?
Well, there's not much you can do about it in terms of how you defend and how you get out there in pregame and practice where, you know, where you're going to line up, how the ball comes off the wall. All those things come into play, but it pretty much does at every park.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us today. What do we know about the Tigers? I mean, I know they were the pride of their division a year ago. And
Scooble is good.
Yes, definitely a formidable opponent.
Yeah. Oh, they're really good. You know, they're a playoff team. And this time of year, if teams are healthy, they're all good. You know, nobody's kind of settled into either one, you know. Teams like us that are beat up and scarred, we're just trying to scrape by, do everything we can until we get healthy. There's a big drop-off. You know what I'm saying? There's a big drop-off between three of your top hitters and then three guys from AAA. This is just a huge drop-off to be one of the top hitters in MLB or top hitters on your team than to replacement players. There's a big drop off. So you have to try to hang on, do everything you can right now.
You know, if we were talking with Dom Catronio the other day, just about how our division is shaping up in the NL Central, we play the Pirates on Friday. That'll be our first divisional opponent of the season. Might be one of the reasons that the NL Central numbers right now are so inflated. We just haven't been beaten up on each other yet.
Well, I think that happens, you know. But let's look at it for what it is. I mean, the Pirates have made a lot of moves and put themselves in a better position. Their young players are hitting at the right time. Their prospects have all come up together. The Cincinnati Reds are doing it again. They're trying like heck to do everything they can to stay real competitive. Their pitching's been awesome. The Cubs are what the Cubs are. They've went out and acquired, you know, some of the best players in the game. They had the same lineup coming back and added Bregman, of course. Most teams, the St. Louis Cardinals is the biggest surprise because they have played with passion and hunger, and their young players are coming through, and, you know, so it's been a good time for them. But that's what it's all about, being a competitive league. It's high tide lifts all boats, so we'll just keep worrying about ourselves and trying to get healthy and trying to survive this time and hopefully get on a roll ourselves.
Murph, the starting pitching for us has been so good this year. It seems that we've got a few guys. I mean, I'm looking at Woodruff. I'm looking at a couple others who've gone, I guess, what we consider deep now. I mean, when we were kids, guys might throw a complete game here and there. But to have guys go into the sixth for you and maybe even complete that inning, that's really important right now.
It is, and especially how young they are and how unproven they are. It's been great to see the Sproats and the Harrisons and the guys, Chad Patrick, who just got 1 year under his belt, you know, and Mizorowski, who's got half a year under his belt, pitch so well. It's needed in times like these. And it's been a big surprise and a real formidable note for why we've been able to just keep our heads above water.
Has it always been this way, or is this new, that idea, at least the casual observer like me, of seeing these pitchers that are so good now? Like, just that they seem to be getting better and better, but with that comes more of the fear or the potential for injury?
Well, pitching injuries are, you know, the number one problem in MLB. I know everybody talks about the labor agreement, but the pitching injuries are the number one problem, for sure. And solving that isn't an easy thing. You say they're so good. They're so talented.
Yeah.
Good pitching is still good pitching. Throwing the ball in the zone, throwing the ball where you want to, changing speeds, being able to go front to back, east to west. You know, it's different now. The guys come up with a great arsenal. They come up with great stuff, but they don't necessarily know how to pitch. And that gets them in trouble, and that's why they're at 95 pitches in four innings. But there's so much more talent. But injuries are real. And managing those injuries, everybody has series and has spent millions of dollars figuring it out. So we don't really have a handle on it.
Murph, you mentioned the other week, Trevor Megill, the steps that he was going through to try to get right, staying late, trying to fix anything, see if there's anything there. Certainly has performed better since that, but you've been using him in that eighth inning spot. Any thoughts on how you're going to approach the closer position this week now?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to wait and see, just like we are now. I mean, he got a save for us last week, or this past series. And he might get one another coming up. I mean, we got to do what's best for the Milwaukee Brewers first and foremost. And we're trying to help Trev every way we can. He's working his tail off to try to get back to his perfect delivery that he wants to have and that we know is effective for him. And yeah, you know, that's all part of this journey, is that sometimes it's not best for him to go out there in the ninth. Sometimes it is.
You sparked a lot of conversation when talking about the fans and how they're booing him that one day. And there's always conversation about what fans should do or how they should do it or what they paid for and all that. Did you pick up on any backlash, or are you good with the fans now?
I'm the same with the fans that I've always been. I respect them. I understand their journey. They can do whatever they want to do. I never questioned that they couldn't do what they wanted to do. I didn't get any backlash because I didn't read anything. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
No, I'm going to tell you like I feel. Like I feel for the kid. I'm around these guys every day. I see their journey, and I saw what this kid did for our team last year, and the joy that our team brought so many people, and the pride that our team brought so many people, being the smallest market in baseball and having the most wins in baseball and going deep in the playoffs and giving them some exciting baseball throughout the year. And Trevor was a big part of that. I thought it was insensitive. You know, that's all. Just insensitive as a fans that really love their team. And these are not robots that just can perform the same every single time. You know, they know that because they follow sports. That's why I call them fans. Can't just do the same every day. You know? And when a kid's struggling, I don't know. I think it's better to support them than boo. It's just my opinion. I don't. I could be wrong, and who cares? You know, if I'm wrong or not. I mean, it's just what I think, and I'm going to say what I think usually.
Thought it was a pretty neat article in the Journal Sentinel the other day about you and Barry Alvarez. Used to have some late nights at Notre Dame in the office, just kind of shooting the breeze and enjoying some whiskey.
I guess we never did the math, Skipper, on the fact that you two overlapped there at ND.
Yeah. Great friend, great man. I don't need to tell the people of Wisconsin what a great man he is. I feel privileged to have been part of it. And, yeah, we'd sit up late sometimes, and he enjoyed the whiskey. I didn't. I haven't drank since 84, so, yeah, no, but just a great man, a great mind. I learned a lot from him.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. We got Brewers and Tigers tonight in Detroit. It's a three-game set, and then the crew comes home for Star Wars night on Friday against the Pirates. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Skip.
Thanks, guys.